Good morning. Welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. I'm your host, Annalie. It's another Wise Woman Wednesday. I hope everyone is doing well. I'm going to go ahead and say thank you for your patience in advance because I have allergies and I'm going to be coughing. I'm going to be sniffling. I'm going to be swallowing boogers, TMI. Now that we know that. First of all, some background story with that. I used to live in New York City for about, I'd say, 20 years, right? Then, when I decided to move to the, had a less secluded area, all of a sudden, I got problems with allergies. The past 2 years, now my throat be itchy, my nose be hurting. My nose be congested, stuffy, and I kept complaining to my husband about it. He was like, oh, that's allergy. He started giving me allergy medication, and then I started feeling better, and I was like, the devil is a liar, because what do you mean I have allergies now? This ain't it. I ain't signed up for this. I went to the doctors, and I explained my symptoms, and they prescribed me Zyrtec or Allegra, whatever the heck it is, and I'm like, man, this is some bull. My mom also gives me medications for allergies. The thing is with that is that it makes me drowsy and sleepy. So I'm going to go ahead and take it tonight. Possibly, maybe. Because I go to sleep fine and then I wake up the next morning congested and phlegm and stuff. And I'm like, oh, here we go with the BS. Here we go. So I just wanted to give out a little disclaimer. Thank you for your patience. Let's see what promises from God has to tell us today. Let's see. I'm gonna pick out a card and see what it says. Okay, this one says, you fill my heart with happiness and joy. I pray that God will greatly bless you with kindness, peace, and love. Jude chapter 2. See, I'm still learning, right? Because I want you to hear the background music, but at the same time, I don't want the background music to overpower my voice. So hopefully when I play this back, the music is not attacking your ears. My bestie let me know that she could tell the improvement in the audio, because at the beginning, she used to try to listen to me in her car, but the music was too loud and she could barely hear me. So thank you to my bestie for letting me know that my audio has improved, because I'm learning. I'm very transparent with you guys and vulnerable with you guys, letting you know that I'm learning. I don't know how to do this. I'm winging it. If you're here for the wingingness mood and the wingingness nature, then stick around. She also let me know, this is why it's important for you to have a support system. She also let me know that the episode Habits that came out March 22nd, I believe, the episode I put out called Habits. It's so funny how the one episode where I'm talking in depth about, the episode where I'm talking in depth about the nonsense that used to come out of my mother-in-law's mouth at the beginning of my relationship with my husband. It's so funny how that episode that I'm sharing those experiences with her is the one that decides to have audio flaws. And by audio flaws, I mean it cuts up. It stops after minute 14 and 20 seconds. And it just continues blank. I don't even know for how many minutes, maybe 20 minutes. So literally for 6-7 minutes, that audio is just playing and no sound is coming out. Am I mad? Yes, I'm upset about that. I'm upset about that because I don't want to delete the episode. It's just, I'm glad she told me. If you see anything with the audio, please comment. Unfortunately, you can only comment by having the app Podbean. When you have the app for Podbean, it lets you comment under episode. If you spot any issues with my audio where the audio cuts out, please let me know in the comments, because had she not told me that, I would have not known. So She suggested maybe download it and try to re-upload it again. Maybe it was a glitch with AI, because I'm going to attempt to do that. I'm going to play it out to minute 14 and 20 seconds and see if it gets fixed. If it doesn't get fixed, then I'm not deleting the original audio, because I'm proud of that episode. I'm proud of all my episodes, and I want you guys to see the transition. So it's going to stay up. It's going to stay up if it doesn't get fixed, you know. Or maybe I'll just upload it again and just let you know this is the same one as the episode habits. It's just this one got the audio fixed. I might do that. We see. We will see. Today, the topic I want to talk about is self-love. I already read the card from Promises from God to Women that I got from Barnes & Noble. I've repeated that millions of times already. If you haven't gotten it by now, then you just ain't getting it. Tears wash away my agony. I'm ready and willing to dress my wounds. I'm ready and able to crawl into a cocoon, preferably my cocoon, because I'm ready to do the work that I need to do in order to come out on the other side as a butterfly. I'm ready and able to crawl in my cocoon. This podcast is not a coincidence in your life. We are here to learn to heal, feel whole, and nurture our first true love, which is me, myself, and I. You should be doing the same. I hope that when you hear the stories that I tell you, if you feel identified by anything that I say, I hope that it helps you in some way, shape, or form to really have a connection with yourself, to really genuinely love yourself. That's the first love, ourselves. I deserve to release all that shackles me to my past. I deserve to sprout flowers, for I was already buried in the ground. My ground is fertile. I love using that analogy. I think it's the word. English is my second language, so you know what I mean. This analogy is beautiful because in the past, people that have thrown dirt at me, or when life has thrown dirt at me, I saw it as a negative thing, as a bad thing, having bad luck. I let it ruin my day or my week or my month. I'm no longer that person. We don't do that anymore. I don't do that to myself. I don't do it to others. I'm truly trying to be as whole and as healed as possible. That is the goal here. That is my personal goal. I'm not sure what your goals are, but my personal goal is to be as whole and as healed as possible. I want to be my true, authentic self. That's why you see me out here with what I buy myself. You see me out here coloring. You can't see me, but I mean, you could picture me coloring, right? You could picture me coloring. You could picture me reading my books. You could picture me going to the park that has a river. I drive over there. It's like 15 minutes away. I drive to the park that has a river. I get a little sheet. I put it on the grass when it's not wet, because it's raining a lot. This spring is bringing. It's raining a lot. So on the days that are not raining, that the grass is dry, I take my little blanket and I put it on the grass under a tree. And I read my book. And I take off my shoes. I make sure that my feet have lotion on them. I don't want to be ashy out here. I'm black. I can't be ashy. So I make sure that my feet are moisturized. Yeah, moisturized. I make sure my feet are moisturized, and I take them and I put them on the grass to try to ground myself with earth. Try to feel earth energy, you know. I didn't know that was a thing until I read about it. I was like, oh, I've always liked being barefoot. I didn't know that there was a term for when you're barefoot on grass. They call it grounding. I'm like, okay, you could lay down, or you could sit down, or you could stand with bare feet in a patch of nature that's not processed or has chemicals or whatever. I'm not really sure how me, myself, and I, how I would personally know if the grass is not, if it doesn't have chemicals on it. I don't know. I don't know by just looking at it. I'm not sure. Although I saw a video on TikTok that someone said you should hug a tree so you can feel the tree's vibration. And if you don't feel the tree's vibrations, that's fine. You don't have to call us hippies or call us crazy people. Some people go out there and touch a tree and they feel peace. They feel something. Whatever it is you believe in that helps you feel better, go out and do that. Even if people are looking at you crazy, it doesn't really matter. I'm going to share with you some of my self-love stuff that I like to do. The recommendation for this week is watching series on Netflix. This is not a sponsor. I have to get used to saying that it's not a sponsor. Now, I love me some Asian dramas and series. Love, 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 love. Asian movies, drama series, animations, cartoons, whatever you want to call it. I love them. I love so many of them. I would like to recommend these series, shows, and movies on Netflix. Not a sponsor, once again. I love the following series. There's a series on Netflix called Rookie Historian. Love that one. You could watch that one. Rookie Historian, that's what it's called. I recommend the series called Rookie Historian. There's another series called Use for My Talent. Use for My Talent. There's a movie called 20th Century Girl. The movie is called 20th Century Girls. That's a third recommendation I gave. The first one is Rookie Historian. That's a series. Use for My Talent. That's another series. 20th Century Girl. That's a movie. That's the third recommendation. Old Enough. That's another series. It's about children going on errands all by themselves. And it's so cute. I cannot describe it in a better way than saying that it's so cute. Because the things that children are able to accomplish, if you give them the tools, is amazing. And the kids are three. I'm talking about the kids are 3-4 years old going to stores that are a couple of blocks away from their house to run an errand for their parents. Because of the series, cameras are watching them and making sure that they're safe. But I'm talking these kids, the parents hope that they know how to look both ways before they cross the street. They know to wait for the light before they cross. They know to go to the store and to pick out the items. The parents hope. Some of them, they forget a step here and there. Some of them have to go back home, get the instructions again, and then go back out. But it's still super cute how so many of them, some of them even, it takes them all day. Like, it starts to get dark and they start to get worried and stressed out. Like, oh, I'm not going to make it home. It's too far. I'm too tired. I don't want to do this. It's so cute. It's so cute. I love it. The series is called Old Enough. The next series is called Mad for Each Other. Mad for Each Other. The next series is called Beef. Beef. B-E-E-F. The next series is called Love to Hate You. Love to Hate You. That's already 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 series that I just mentioned in one movie. The next series is called The Good Bad Mother. The Good Bad Mother. If you need to pause and rewind, do that. The Good Bad Mother is the name of this series. The name of the next series is called The Glory. The Glory. G-L-O-R-Y. The Glory. I'm going to repeat the series and recommendations again. Rookie Historian, Use for My Talent, 20th Century Girl is a movie, Old Enough, Mad for Each Other, Beef, Love to Hate You, The Good Bad Mother, The Glory. The next series is called It's Okay Not to Be Okay. It's Okay Not to Be Okay. It's Okay Not to Be Okay. The next series is called Extraordinary Attorney Wu. Extraordinary Attorney Wu. Wu is spelled W-O-O. W-O-O. So that's already 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 series and one movie. I just gave you 12 recommendations. Not a sponsor. Now, these series will make your heart throb. I know if you are like me and you like Asian creations, you're going to love these. They make you go through a roller coaster of emotion. There's sadness, anger, insanity, bullying, trauma. There's violence. You learn something from each of these series. They make you cry. They made me cry. These series have made me cry. These series and movies have made me cry. I don't know specifically, if I found this series because I wanted, I'm not really sure how to explain it, but I know one of them is a movie, but you know what I mean. I'm recommending Asian dramas, movies, and series today. Lord, how I love Asian content. And I read the subtitles with the volume full blast. My husband be like, why are you listening it to the with the volume up if you can't understand them? In my the Lulu mind, I do understand Yobo. I understand Yobo. Yobo, I understand Yobo. What do you mean? I'm part Asian already, Yobo. You might be like, pero Enely, how do these recommendations relate to self-love? Well, beloved, my baby, my brain needs to consume entertainment. I need to be consumed by my breaks, my small delights in life. I grew up on cable, baby. You can't guilt trip me into not being a couch potato if that's what I want to be for the day. I can be anything and nothing at the same time. You will not shame me out of what brings me joy, what I enjoy. You cannot guilt me out of it. Those series are amazing. Those series are among thousands of others that make me cry, laugh, scared, and excited. All of the above, all at the same time. I love what these series and movies and content make me feel. They make me feel alive. They make me feel seen, heard. They make me feel in love. They make me feel angry. You will not take that from me. You will not shame me out of being a couch potato if that's what I want to be at this very moment. Most series I watch are either about perseverance, resilience, motivation, trauma, deep-rooted pain, gory, comedy, or love. If that's not your cup of tea, then don't drink it, baby. That's simple. I ain't putting a gun in your head. If it's not your thing, then don't watch them. But those are many recommendations for today. Pick and choose which one you're going to like. I vouch by them. I think they're beautiful. I grew up watching Hispanic novelas, even though my dad didn't like it. My dad didn't want us watching soap operas. My dad didn't even want us watching the Titanic. And I still watched those things behind his back. I still did. I like drama. I like watching drama. I like seeing other people's drama, not my own. Let me clear that up. Not my own drama. So if I wanna go, I have been today with you has helped in any way, please download the episode and follow me. I put out new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. My podcast is available now on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Listen Note, Samsung Podcast, Podchaser, Boomplay, Deezer, and Podcast Addict. I am growing through every experience. I hope that you are too. Now listen to me, AI. Listen to me very, very clearly. You better not mess up this audio. You better not mess it up because I'm going to upload it regardless. Yeah, I said what I said. Thank you for your patience. My allergies are the co-host today. And I'm going to do the outro however I want to do it. Okay? Don't worry about if the outro is clean, perfect, or whatever. It doesn't matter. You better go watch some Asian dramas. Go watch them right now. Go ask your sister for her Netflix account. Go sit and be a couch potato today. Just today. Maybe try being a couch potato for 2 hours, 3 hours. You don't have to be a couch potato tomorrow, but today be a couch potato.